making a list.
44 questions that special counsel Robert Mueller wants the president to answer.
Hope for some camped out migrants.
8 members of the caravan were able to make it through the San Ysidro port of entry.
New concerns about Iran nuclear deal.
There's reason to be worried about this agreement.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump has indicated a desire to sit down with the special counsel in the Russia investigation. Now, published reports indicate Robert Mueller's office has sent more than 40 possible questions to the White House. President Trump says on Twitter it's a disgraceful leak. Here's CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
Many of the questions special counsel Mueller wants to ask the president involve former FBI Director James Comey. The New York Times reports, what did you think about Mr. Comey's intelligence briefing on January 6, 2017 about Russian election interference? And regarding the decision to fire Mr. Comey, when was it made? Why and who played a role? Mueller also wants to ask the president about his May 12th tweet when he wrote, James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press.
President Trump took to Twitter to deny a report that his chief of staff, John Kelly, privately referred to the president as an idiot last year. He called it total BS. Now to the Mexican border, where a caravan of Central American migrants is camped out. CBS's Maria Villarreal has the latest.
Dozens of people in the Central American caravan raised their fists and cheered in celebration over news that some in their group are now making their case for asylum. A majority of the group of about 150 are still waiting to enter the pedestrian crossing to the U.S.
And there's also word 11 migrants who jumped a border fence were arrested. New accusations from Israel come just days before President Trump makes a key decision about the Iran nuclear deal. Live to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Unveiling binders purportedly containing reams of nuclear secrets taken from Iran, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday gave an AV presentation to try to convince the world.
Iran lied. Big time.
But former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the U.S. has long known that Iran has covered up its covert nuclear weapons program.
And they've done that going back into the early 2000s.
U.N. inspectors and top U.S. officials say Iran has been in compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal. Bearing that in mind, Rice told CBS this morning.
You have to worry about verification with the Iranians. And the verification measures in the 2015 agreement were not very strong.
President Trump has until next Saturday to decide whether to ramp up sanctions and kill the Iran deal. He said yesterday he may try to negotiate what he calls a real agreement alongside European allies. Steve?
Well, European officials are reacting to word that the Trump administration plans to delay new steel and aluminum tariffs for at least another month. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us live from London.
The threat of tariffs as high as 25% has already won trade concessions from South Korea, Argentina, Australia, and Brazil. But this has been the EU's position from the start.
We are looking at possibilities to retaliate, meaning that we will also put tariffs on U.S. imports to the European Union.
EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström, a new EU statement warning, we will not negotiate under threat, and saying Mr. Trump's 30-day extension merely prolongs market uncertainty. Steve?
A new Pentagon report says more people in uniform indicate they encounter retaliation for speaking up about alleged sexual misconduct. CBS's Cammie McCormick has more.
Military service members who faced retribution for filing sexual assault or harassment complaints was up last year over the year before, almost double. It's unclear why. Military officials have long said retribution is a key element in sexual assault cases. Many service members don't report sexual assault because they worry it will damage their reputations and haunt them throughout their careers.
Ashley Judd has filed a lawsuit against disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Though Judd was not Weinstein's employee, she says she had a continuing business relationship with him and that he retaliated against her for refusing to engage in sexual activity with him. The lawsuit sketches out a pattern of such behavior by Weinstein against other actresses who turned down his advances.
A long list of Hollywood A-listers has filed objections to the bankruptcy sale of the Weinstein Company. Jennifer Lawrence, Brad Pitt, and others say they're still owed profits. Andrew Pollack, the father of one of the high school students killed in Parkland, Florida, has filed a lawsuit against Scott Peterson. He's the armed officer who did not go inside the building to confront the shooter.
He let my daughter get stalked and shot 9 times on the third floor.
WFOR-TV's Kerry Codd.
In a lawsuit, Pollack's lawyers say Peterson hid and failed to confront the threat endangering the lives of everyone in the freshman building. Scott Peterson is a coward, the lawsuit says.
Also going to court, Roy Moore, the Republican who lost last year's Alabama Senate race in the face of sexual misconduct accusations from several women dating back more than 20 years. He claims in a lawsuit that cites 3 of the women there was a political conspiracy.
I'm prepared to go through depositions. I've taken a lie detector test. Have you heard anybody else taking a lie detector test? I don't think so.
Well, small towns in north-central Arizona are threatened by a surging wildfire. CBS's David Begno is covering.
Strong winds and dry conditions are fanning the flames. Homeowner Harry Spackman was advised to evacuate.
It was almost like an explosion and the black smoke was coming up.
The Red Cross is providing relief to families that have been forced out of their homes. An estimated 600 people have already been evacuated across 10 communities.
Fear is I go back and everything's lost. I mean, if that's the case, we lost everything we own.
John Gregory says he felt helpless trying to save his mother's home. He was packing up her belongings when rescuers came in and told him to stop and get out.
In Sao Paulo, Brazil, an abandoned 20-story building caught fire and collapsed. And there's heartbreak because some squatters were inside at the time. At least one person was killed. The new head of the CDC has asked for and will get a pay cut. The new figure isn't known, but when it was learned Dr. Robert Redfield was going to be paid $375,000 a year, there were howls of protest from some. That's $150,000 more than any predecessor had earned. A performer says not all hair products are created equal, and the hotel industry needs to deal with it.
Pop star Halsey says she has an issue with free shampoo in hotel rooms, calling it perfumed, watered-down white people shampoo that 50% of guests can't use. In a tweet, she says the hotel toiletry industry entirely alienates people of color. She also refers to feeling ugly and dry and frizzy as a teenager hospitalized in a psychiatric institution without specialized products for people of color. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Who's been sitting in my SUV? It was a bear in Longwood, Florida. In fact, 3 bears paid a visit to Ricky Coburg Pereiro's home. She called police to say 2 were in her garage and 1 was inside her Ford Expedition tearing up the seats. Opening the SUV door freed up that one and the 3 scampered away. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.